This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers and men and women out there getting the job done in the big old 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from California IA, it would be none other than the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, you get a twofer on the weekend because they don't close the bars for another hour, so they're out there still celebrating. And as I told you, all right, thanks, guys. Thanks. See ya. Okay, as I told you, we got this big home football game with the Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons, and the hotels here, the lots are full. And I mean, I saw them with the Falcons jerseys on last night going in and out with the Bucs jerseys. Plus, we got this little baseball team down here, the Tampa Bay Rays, that I think could wind up with the best record in baseball.
Yes, it very could well be. Yeah.
Yep, because they won again last night and come from behind fashion. Unbelievable. Ben. It's just watching this team is amazing. It's just amazing watching this team. And, of course, everybody knows how much I love baseball. Gee, I wonder if I could talk LJ into going to a baseball game. And good morning to LJ. She's up there in Michigan chiming in. And you had somebody chime in on your end.
That's right, Captain. We want to say good morning to Rock and Roll Chris in Massachusetts. And thanks for chiming in here to the program.
All right, let's say the pledge real quick and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Americans are really beginning to sour on Biden and Harris and Pelosi and Schumer about damn time, huh?
Well, that's right.
But it's not limited to them. It's all of Washington, because the polls that are out there, you talk about people going in the tank right now. The Democrats are tanking as quick as you can say, how low can they go?
How low can they go, I think, is lower still, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, because they look around, Captain, they walk out their front door and they see the inflation, they see the gas prices, they see the fact that people are still struggling, they see all these different things, and of course Afghanistan, that's a huge part of it as well, because it's not, again, that they didn't want to not have a war anymore in Afghanistan, but they also see the character revealed of the president and on down from the president. We left people behind. That
we never leave anyone behind. ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly. But that transcends the party lines, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's more than party lines. It's about the very premise of America. Now, the talks of cleaning house are emerging from both sides right now, coming in 2022. The Democrats are in huge trouble, and they'll try to steal the election. We know that. They'll try to do whatever. But I'm telling you, the people on both sides of the aisle are mad as a wet hen right now.
Well, of course they are. Of course
yeah.
they are.
Now, the other thing is, we remember, well, I do, we remember Saigon in 1975. That was Vietnam. We had Kabul in 2021, Kabul. Now we got to worry about Baghdad in 2024, and that's coming. I wonder what will happen there. Will these people be so stupid that they'll do this all over again?
Well, Lord only knows, Captain, what the next 2 or 3 years are going to mean for what people will think about America, how what they would anticipate what Americans would do in any situation. Biden has a lot more time to do a lot more damage and empower people who would more often than not say, well, we're not going to mess with America.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and tell you that I don't believe that Iraq, because it's not just the Iranians that are, quote, running Iraq. You have a fair amount of the Sunnis that are there that are mixed up in the government as well. I don't think that they're going to see what's going to happen in Afghanistan, and I don't think they're going to want to go along with that. So I predict that we'll still have a base there, and we'll still have an amount of troops there in Iraq. I'm just saying that's what I believe will be happening.
Yeah, and I do think, too, that around the world, you know, I think we're going to see things heat up regarding the South China Sea, for example.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, and we see all these things happening, and you have the leadership in Beijing and Moscow saying, well, it may be time to play a little bit here.
Yeah, and by the way, we got to have Jeff get ready, because in the next segment here, we're going to be talking about little Dr. Fauci, so get the duck ready, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That's right. The duck always magically appears in the chat room.
Yeah, but don't do it until we talk about it, because it'll be the second story coming up here. By the way, the European Union says they were blindsided, and they're extremely angry about Joe Biden's Indo-Pacific partnership with the United Kingdom and Australia, especially on the submarines. That was a big, big, big deal for France. They were going to build the nuclear submarines for Australia, and it got kiboshed to the UK and the United States, and they're mad as hell.
They sure are. Yep.
All right. Well, you hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. A great day in the neighborhood. We're having some decent weather, and I hope it's all right where you're at. If not, it should be. Right. Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Boots, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you so very much. And that is our good friend, Kathy, the liner gal here in Tampa. She does that for us. Now, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you again by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. And, you know, a lot of people, they get specific. They go, well, you can save $40 on the pillow. Yeah, sure you can. You can save $25 on this or whatever deal is. Yeah, you can. But how about this? I'm going to do this totally different. Just go to the website, MyPillow.com, and pick out whatever it is that you want to pick out, because you'll go nuts looking at the stuff that's there. It's all stuff that you could use, all of it, and it's high quality, and it's a very good product. Now, if you just use the product code CAPTAIN, problem solves. You're going to get the discount, whatever the discount is. And by the way, if you really want to get your mind blown away, when you go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the little logo link there he's got for Radio Listener Specials. It's a little highlighted thing that says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You click that, you're going to get about 20 different items down there, and they're all dramatically reduced in price. And to get the price, to get the low price, all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's that simple. Now, if you don't want to do it on the internet, you can call them up, and I'll give you the phone number. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you want, and a live person will help you with whatever choices you want to make, answer all the questions you've got. And remember, you have a 60-day, that's 60-day return policy on something if you don't like the way that it is. So, 800-641-5459 on the phone. CAPTAIN's the promo promo code. MyPillow.com is a website. Check them out. You're going to be glad you did. And Kyle is sleeping on Giza sheets. It took you a while to do that, but you're living the life now, huh?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Well, we talked about the European Union, but how about this one? The Air Force's software chief has resigned as the Pentagon takes control now, and this is a little scary thought, of millions of IP addresses. You heard me right. The number of worrying signs coming out of the Pentagon concerning America's cyber readiness at a time when cyber warfare is gearing up has prompted them to do that. Now, I'm not sure what these IP addresses are, who they're for, and all that sort of stuff. I would suspect most of it would be military people, but I would think anybody that's gone to the military websites and asked for information or whatnot and signed up with their information, I'd be willing to bet you that the government now knows your email address.
Well, probably so, I would think, but that's right. Looks like, what is it, 125 million IP addresses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not just a little small chapter. That's quite a lot. It's a third of the country.
Well, that's right. Well, but of course, one of the biggest things that is an existential threat to the United States is cyber warfare. There's just no doubt about it. And from companies, small business even, to medium-sized to big companies, everybody's vulnerable in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And so that's, we're looking into the future here. That's right.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, cue the duck. Here we go. Cue the duck.
Roger that. Cue the duck.
Yep. Tucker says that little Dr. Fauci used to recommend exercise and not being paranoid about the coronavirus.
And there's the duck.
Yeah, there's the duck. Nice. Yep, he got it. Now we're masking and closing gyms because of Dr. Fauci. This doesn't make any sense, Kyle.
Well, it's whatever Dr. Fauci says today. Yes, exactly right. So
what he said yesterday doesn't count as what he says today.
Well, sure. And he'll say something different tomorrow.
Boy, that's a pretty big duck.
Yeah.
that's a big Dr. Fauci duck we got here in the chat room. You people ought to see this. By the way, if you want to get in the chat room, it's the Captain's Group. That's all it is. Go over to Facebook and do a little search. The Captain's Group. And that's us. Now, I'm still laughing about the duck. All right. Joe Biden marked Constitution Day by slamming grave attempts to suppress and subvert the right to vote.
Well, that's their messaging. If you have a law that goes into effect that closes up the ability for people to easily do fraud in an election, well, then you're suppressing voting rights. It's a voting rights restriction bill at that point. And it's all about, it's like calling something the Clean Water Act, that kind of thing, where it's all in the naming, the messaging, and in many cases, the deception of what's really going on. So, of course, they frame everything, and they have many in the media, not everybody, but many in the media who go right along with that kind of messaging. And so, sure, and if it's Constitution Day, well, it must be, you know, anybody who wants to have the honest and fair elections, you know, we'll go after them on this day.
Now, remember earlier I told you about the polls and how they are showing that the Democrats are in trouble, you know, the whole bunch of them, just pick a name, any Democratic name?
Right.
Well, here's one for you. Monmouth University did a poll. They are very liberal, very liberal, okay? They did a poll, and 65% in that poll say Joe Biden has America on the wrong track.
Yes.
This is a liberal poll.
Right, right, exactly. So you can imagine, you know, how bad it must really be in order to get the 65%.
Mm-hmm.
When across the highways and byways, it's I think, a lot
okay.
more than that.
All right, well, we must have tripped somebody's trigger up there in Indiana, because here's the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch, and that would be Dan the Man. Okay, what's going on?
Well, he didn't trip it. Joe Biden tripped it.
Okay.
The Democrats tripped my... Okay, they're just going to double down on the things that worked in 2020. You're going to hear more about the virus, possible shutdowns, masking, whatever. You're going to hear more about voting, suppression of voting.
Right.
They're going to use the same old now. They're too deep after 8 months into failed policies. I mean, it's like I said the other night, it's an old pair of jeans coming apart at the seams. This is all they got. They have nothing that's going to be rewarding. There's nothing idealistic about this. It's all about oppressing the average American. You know, you quoted a poll, what, 64% said we're on the right track. That's the small people in the hinterland. I mean, you kind of saw it with Newsom. At the end, did you see Gavin Newsom come out and said, hey, I'd like to, you know, my opponent gave me a heck of a race, and, you know, though we disagree, I respect him.
No.
No, they doubled down on it.
Yeah.
It was just a Trumpite.
Yep.
You know, he was a blackface for white supremacists.
Oh.
These people have no desire to go along with anything the Republicans do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something
here. I think some of them realize that they've got it.
I'm going to tell you something. I hope they do try to double down. I hope they do talk about all this stuff. Because I'm telling you, both sides of the aisle are madder than a wet hen about what's going on right now. And they are ready to vote some of these clowns out of office.
Well, I'll tell you what, the House leadership and the Senate leadership for the Democrats, they're as solid behind Biden as ever.
Pelosi, sure they are.
Schumer, now some of the rank and file, but I mean, the Senate, it's a different breed of cat.
And Biden is underwater with the people right now. Biden is underwater with the people.
But that doesn't matter to his committee running that office.
Like no, but I'm telling you, and Kyle, you want to say something?
Well, yeah, I think that I think Dan the Man is exactly right. I think the leadership,
sure.
they believe they've got a stranglehold on power.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't. They're going to get their butts handed to them come this next election because the people are wise to what they've been very quietly, and this is what's really good about what I know about what's going on. They've been going around behind the scenes and fixing the problems that led to some of this stuff the last time around, including the voting machines and what happened there. People aren't talking about it because if you knew about it, the Democrats would be, oh, they're suppressing the vote, oh, because that's what they've been doing.
Well, right, and I think it's important to point out that, you know, the Democrats are simply drunk with power.
Mm-hmm.
They want more of it. And what Dan was talking about, they don't want to have anything to do with Republicans on anything. That's not what the people want. They actually do want some kind of cooperation. But the Democrats are simply looking to just have the control, have their boot on your neck.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Newsom race showed. The Democrats are at war with the Republicans.
Okay.
When you respect Chinese more than you do the opposition party, we have trouble.
Here comes the music. We got a dance, Dan. Thanks very much.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, very good. Okay, Dan the Man and Kyle, you hang on. And folks, when we come back, we're going to have an Edwards notebook here. We'll get that up for you. And then we'll be back with more. And it is what it is. Another beautiful weekend in the neighborhood here. And I'm not sure I got to look Jefferson.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman Tree in Sequoia National Park's giant forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the giant forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
My fellow Americans, PG time is over. Whether you realize it or not, we are in the midst of a world war being waged against our liberties, our unique, exceptional nation way of life, and even our right to believe in and serve God. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the current effort by the Biden regime to force everyone to take shots that allegedly have nothing at all to do with improving your immune system, T-cells, or your health overall is about control. They don't have the right to exercise over our lives. I believe the leftists want to shut down all small businesses because they strongly represent independence and self-reliance. The mask on the face diaper issue is being used to turn friends and families against those who refuse to be forced to breathe in their own harmful carbon monoxide for hours at a time. It is literally a do-or-die time situation in our republic. My fellow Americans, if the United States is to be great again, it is up to we, the people, to seek providential guidance and bravely get the job done. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com and Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
I'll tell you what, all you got to do is go to theronedwards.com, the website, and take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that he's got there. And to make a purchase and get some of that coffee, and all you got to do is use the code RE20, the promo code. It'll save you 20% on the coffee there. And remember, Constitutional Grounds, of course, is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Now, that being said, let me drift on over here because I got to tell you about Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance, their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. Now, they offer coverage for your motorcycle along with your car or your truck, an ATV, boat, RV. They can do all of that. And if you really want to save money, bundle it with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. That's what I've done. That's what I do, and it works for me. So give them a shout out there at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Jen Psaki is talking about the U.S. commander who advised Joe Biden against a full withdrawal. Now, this was General McKenzie from CENTCOM, said, no, we don't want to pull everything out of Afghanistan, sir. We want to leave something behind to make sure we get all our people out, or something along those lines. And because people are still arguing and yelling about the fact that we left people behind, and they're still there, I might add. We haven't got them all out yet. And she says, well, Biden was provided a range of advice. Really? Really?
Yeah, right. Well, but no matter what, Biden still went ahead and evidently did whatever he wanted to do with this because, and again, Captain, and I'll say this, it is sounding pretty facetious, but we were told that Joe Biden was the greatest foreign policy person ever.
He's been wrong on everything he's done.
Exactly right. And this was a really, really big one, that's for sure. And so, again, we got to get to the bottom of it. And obviously, just anybody else, yep, they could have gotten off the street, might have given him a better plan than what he wanted.
Yeah, and I've been hearing that he's a codgety old fart who's set in his ways and doesn't want to make any changes and won't really listen to anything when it's said. When he makes up his mind, that's it. Nothing will change it. Well, in this particular case, he was wrong and people died.
He was wrong and people died. And Captain will never get, he'll say the platitude he gives is, well, the buck stops here. He's just saying that.
Yeah.
But there's no meaningful reflection about this, I think, in the White House.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, who's doing an admirable job, I believe he's the best governor in the country, and I hope he stays right here, runs for his next term and then stays, doesn't just stay a couple of years and then go upstairs to the next higher office, which, of course, is president. But anyway, Florida right now is seeking the model clonal supplies directly from GlaxoSmithKline because Joe Biden and his pals shut Florida off on such supplies to help with the antibody treatment that was being given to people. That was really nice of them, huh?
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with politics.
Oh, of course not.
No kidding.
You don't think that? I got a bridge I'll sell you in Cleveland. It runs over the southern border of Texas and Mexico.
Well, that's right. Well, but by the way, and so, you know, it is, we do laugh a little bit because of the how this is playing out. But in the end, we're talking about therapeutic drugs that could help people with COVID-19. And because of the politics that's coming Governor DeSantis's way, those people could suffer, and that's not fair.
Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's vaccine advisory panel yesterday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for individuals age 16 and older. Now, that threw a real monkey wrench into Joe Biden's actions because they were planning on starting things up on Monday, which is what the news reports have said. But the panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 or older or for those who are at high risk, and that's where it's at right now.
Well, exactly right. You know, Captain, a one size does not fit all, And because, you know, they've wrapped themselves up in science, 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 you know.
Well, they don't follow up themselves.
And they don't follow up themselves because not everybody might need a booster shot, but some specific people might with specific, you know, combinations of different conditions and so forth, or age, all these things. That's a complex thing. But the Joe Biden and the Democrats, they want to make it one size fits all. They want to simply tell you to go get it, and then they want to take credit for it.
Yep. Now wait till you hear this one. The revelation this week by Secretary of State Antony Blinken that thousands of U.S. green card holders have been left behind in Afghanistan has voters worried that these Americans will then become Taliban hostages, and most agree that this is a national disgrace. Now, amongst the new Rasmussen Reports poll that's out there, it finds that 73% of likely U.S. voters believe it's likely that green card holders, permanent legal U.S. residents left behind in Afghanistan, will be used as hostages by the Taliban, including 48% who say it's very likely. Now, only 16% believe it's unlikely the Taliban will do that, and another 11% just don't have a clue.
Well, it scares me about the 16 and the 11%. That's for sure. But, you know, the Taliban are pretty dumb, but they're not that dumb. They understand what it means to have hostages, obviously, and that this is going to continue to develop, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but, you know, we've got thousands of green card holders in Afghanistan. Well, what about the thousands of people that came out on the airplanes that they didn't vet properly? Why couldn't we have gotten the green card holders out?
We already know that we've let people slip into this country that probably are Al-Qaeda or the Haqqani network or maybe even ISIS related. And some people have already been detained. I believe there's 100 of them that they got set off to the side because they believe that these are really bad people.
Well, right, but we should have never been in this position. And all it took, Captain, was a little bit of prior planning.
Yeah. Now, wait till you hear this. The Biden administration, in its handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal, has made a mockery of any claim to be pro-woman. Now, they've embarrassed themselves by their absolute unserious critique of the new Taliban-led government for its failure to include women. Now, no doubt Afghan women wish their biggest worry was being denied the chance to serve in government, but the fact of the matter is, so far that we know of, the Taliban has already set one woman on fire for bad cooking and killed her. They also beat another to death for refusing to cook for them. And they've taken some children out and beheaded them right in front of the parents to demand that they do whatever it was they wanted done. Now, at the last time the Taliban held powers, women were denied basic rights, period, including leaving home without a male chaperone, education, and work. And women were beaten for attempting to study, a whip for showing even an inch of skin under their full-body burqas, and stoned to death for adultery. What makes anybody think that's going to change?
It's not.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I know. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the second Truckers Highway and Bible Report of the Morning here, Kyle and myself. And we'll check and see if the weather's changed, the roads have changed. But in the meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right, thanks, guys. That's Don and Donna up there. By the way, their website is cowboylogic.us. Cowboy Logic. Cattlemen.us. Check it out. I think you'll like what you see. And they have a YouTube thing that they do every night, so you'll be able to catch that, too. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Plan J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop by, and if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it. It's free, and you'll get points for the fuel that you buy, points for the food that you buy, points for the supplies you buy, and pretty soon it'll add up, and it'll be like having a bank account. All right. Now we're going to get started, and I'm doing a double hit tonight. This is another Melissa Etheridge tune from 1988. Let's see if you remember this one. Melissa Etheridge, and that's called Like the Way I Do, and that's from 1988. You remember that one, Kyle?
Yes, that's right. I think that was from her debut album, as a matter of fact, called Melissa Etheridge.
You're absolutely right. Okay, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, we're out west tonight. We're still tracking a lot of the fire weather warnings that are out there. We've got that happening all throughout the eastern part of Wyoming, most of Montana. This is going to cover Bozeman, Great Falls. Over in Missoula, though, they're looking at a wind advisory as we go into the weekend. And again, low humidity, gusty winds in these fire weather warning areas. That's going to go through southern Idaho, also the top half of Nevada as well. That includes Reno. We've got air quality alert in southern Oregon, and again, low humidity, gusty winds in the central California, northern part of central California, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you've got a high-profile vehicle. And also, we want to give a shout-out tonight to Danny in Colorado, who's listening to us on AM 710 KNUS.
Yep.
And so, Danny, you've got 52 degrees right now. Looks like it's going to be 92, partly sunny on Saturday.
Yep, and we've got Fred down in Fort Lauderdale listening, too, saying General Milley answers only to his boss, Nancy Pelosi. Well, wishful thinking there, but I think it's a little bit more than Nancy Pelosi. And let's see. He says, what is this? Okay, he says, I had a lengthy discussion with the AT&T representative. They're not telephone generated. That is computer generated, impossible to trace, talking about unwanted incoming junk phone calls. So we can block but the call won't come from that number again. It'll be another random number. Well, you're right, Fred. You're right. It absolutely is correct. I've blocked all kinds of numbers, and all of a sudden I get another call. So it is what it is. All right. Well, let me take a look here, tell you that we do have some frost up in around Duluth, Minnesota, up towards the Canadian border up in there to the north and east of the Twin Cities tonight, and also in the upper peninsula of Michigan. So, LJ, winter's settling in there, the cold weather. It's warmer down here. By the way, rain in central Tennessee tonight, Kyle. It's raining in Nashville, and this is part of Nicholas. It's made its way up that far right now as it starts to break up and move around, as well as the rain still down there from southeastern Louisiana over into the panhandle of Florida. And then, as I said, with Odette, a tropical storm that formed over the past couple of days, moving off over the coast of New England. You've got rip currents and high seas and crashing waves hitting the shoreline all the way up to Maine, all the way down to Long Island and the northern part of New Jersey. Now, with all that being said, Kyle, we also have something else going on here, and that is, let's check something here real quick. And I'll do it before we get a call here from Denise. Let's see who this is. But that takes care of the weather for us for the moment, folks. But the tropical storm that's out there, the other one that's out there coming across, it's going to take a while. All right, let's see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Oh, is that Denise?
Yes.
All right, hold on, because you got a strange number that's coming through here. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
Okay. Before we came on the program tonight, there was a major development in this case out of Northport down there. Are you following that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it appears that this young man, this Brian...
Laundry.
Yeah, that he's been missing and gone for the past several days. He's in hiding somewhere, and let's see. He's been away since Tuesday, and the lawyer for the family is saying that he's in hiding. Well, that's not very good. This doesn't. None of this is speaking very well for the young lad.
That's a fact.
So what do we do now, Coach? I mean, the FBI's out looking for the guy, too. I mean, I think they're going to bring him in, and that's going to be, you know, the end of it for him, my thought. But what do I know?
Well, you know, the question becomes, what's he missing? How did he leave?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody know that he left? I mean, how long have they been watching the house, or were they watching the house?
Mm-hmm.
Did he leave in his own vehicle? What about his cell phone? Because you can triangulate the cell phone signal unless he went to a burner phone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of questions on this one.
Mm. Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's obviously a situation where we've got some really, really, really bad things going on with this young lady. I don't see any. I don't see her coming back alive. Do you?
Well, how she can get back unless they find her, you know, because he took her car. I mean,
yeah.
That van that they were in belonged to her.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all about we the people here in the program. Don't forget, we the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and these folks work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that. And
this is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
And we'll be right back with more.
Sports. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.